The BBC Director of Radio and Music, Bob Shannon, is here ahead of the ARIAs. Lots of nominations for BBC tonight. Are you confident of bagging some awards?
Well, I hope we win some. I mean, it's a great event, isn't it? It's a really, really important event for our industry, and it feels like audio and radio are really on an upward curve at the moment. We've always been pretty great, but it feels like as a sector across the UK, the quality threshold is high. Everyone's talking about it. There's real interest in what we do. And the ARIAs have been a brilliant invention in the wake of the Sonys. Roger Cutsforth has done a fantastic job for us all. And yeah, of course, everyone wants to win. I'm not going to be coy about it. But, you know, I think the standard is very high, and radio's the winner.
And it's great seeing radio on the front pages, perhaps not for you when your big talent goes, but as a, for the industry, it's people are talking about us.
Yes. I mean, it is always better to be talked about than not, isn't it? And, yeah, obviously we've had quite a few people who've moved on to Pastures New, and that's how it works, and it will always be like that. And I think, yeah, we have to see the positive, which is that radio and the world of audio are vibrant at the moment in the UK, and if we've got a vibrant sector, it's really good for audiences, and we should all take pride in it. And, you know, we win some, we lose some.
And having worked with Chris as his boss for the last few years as Radio 2 controller, you must be really pleased for him that he's going on and starting that new challenge, because it's, as he said, he's, well, pleased for him, but perhaps not pleased for your station.
Pleased might be slightly exaggerating. I don't know. Of course, I totally understand what he's chosen to do. I think I understand his motivation. He's a phenomenal broadcaster. I'm very proud of everything he's done for the BBC, everything he's done for Radio 2, everything he's done for Children in Need. He's a class act. He will always be a class act. I think we've had a great innings with him, and I'm sure he'll go on to great things, as indeed will we.
And talking of going on to great things, exciting time for BBC Sounds, which obviously you're overseeing. That's all going to launch next week, I think, and it's a big change for what you've done.
It's an important demonstration of, you know, the world we're in, and these audio and radio industry awards demonstrate that we're in a world where listening has probably never been more popular, and we want people to be listening to our content, and we know that we have to offer content in an on-demand environment as well as a linear environment. We need to make everything that we do brilliant and important for people. And Sounds is an incredibly important development for us. It's probably the biggest BBC launch in a couple of decades, and it's something that we want to invest in over a period of time to grow into being a very special destination for UK audiences.
Good luck for your stations tonight, Bob.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate it.